It's the Football Friday Preview Show. No one covers the Tri-Arc with the insight and excitement for Arkansas high school and college football like Eric King, Matt Wilcox, and J.R. Runyon. Now, live from Big Bad Breakfast in downtown Conway, it's the Football Friday Preview Show on the Tri-Arc Radio Sports Network.
Well, welcome back here. Yes. And we are normally at Big Bad Breakfast, Coach, but this morning we're having some on-scene show here this morning as we are in Greenbrier for our Football Friday Preview Show. And that's the bad thing, and there's nobody serving us coffee, man.
That's right.
I mean, I'm used to having that coffee service and wrapping up with a little waffle and a little bacon and all that, but none of that this morning.
None of that this morning. I know these two goons over here aren't going to get us any coffee.
No. They don't even know what day it is.
Well, we are at Greenbrier, the home of the Greenbrier Panthers, and of course, Greenbrier all season long will be right here on My Country Y107, and Matt Wilcox will be doing the call once again, and we are glad to have Matt. And Matt, you got kind of a full-time guy joining you this year that got a little part-time work in last year, but tell us just a little bit about what it's like to be out there knowing that you're calling games with your son.
Well, it's really special. I mean, it's a lot of fun. He brings an insight and a look at the game that I don't see because he's been there. He's played under Coach Tribble. He knows the offense and he knows how to read defenses. So he has a great insight and can provide a lot of things that I don't see. And just being able to call the game with him is pretty special.
Absolutely. Well, Coach Randy Tribble joins us here this morning, as well as Eric King. And I feel very outnumbered, so I had to make sure I wear blue because I got right. Greenbrier all the way around me here this morning.
That's right.
And Eric, your history with Greenbrier, and of course this is home for you for so many years. And when you look at this program from your perspective, what is it that you always remember about this program?
Well, now what I remember is we ran it every down we had to, and we had 22 players, so we played both ways, but. You know, it's this town loves football and they love sports and you know, it's home. And I tell people all the time, my father was the pastor here for 32 years and preached right over there across from the high school. And yes, I'm your typical preacher's kid, but I hung in there and made it a little bit. But it was neat when I saw Ace walk in here because I've known his family my whole life. And so to see these kids that I've seen grow up where his father and you know, and I had unfortunately called some of his mother's ball games. She would stay on me pretty heavy. And so all these things going up the you see the growth here. You see the growth in numbers. I mean, you see, I would have never thought Greenbrier would have turf fields. So they've got everything they've got's turf. And so I played in an onion patch over there where the junior high is. Hey, I love this place, and it's near and dear to me. And like I said, it's home.
Well, Greenbrier, again, like so many schools here this year, going through a transition once again with regards to conference and schedules and players. And you know, this is the one thing that, Coach, that we have learned from going through all of these schools we have so far, and we still have the Conway to go. But there's a lot of change, and, you know, sometimes change is great because it gives you some fresh spark and things like that. When you look at the schedule for this year, and we'll go deeper into it later at the end of the show here this morning, but it's got to feel weird that you look on there and say, well, I know we're going to play Valonia, but other than that, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but Van Buren is the only other school that you played a year ago that's on your schedule.
Right, well, we're in the Central now instead of being in the West. You know, in the West, we knew the coaches. We knew what they like to do and why they're doing it and what they're trying to do to you. Well, now, you know, we've got eight new people to play against, and so that's different. But they don't know us either.
Exactly.
And so it's all even. It's exciting. It's fun to try to figure people out. Right now, we don't have much film, you know, like on Hot Springs. We've just got a little bit of film. Their scrimmage the other night got called because of rain and lightning. So we traded 29 plays each from our scrimmage because I said I'll give you the same number of plays you've got. And so we traded 29 plays. But it's exciting. It's challenging to learn new people. And so we're ready to get in it. We're on Hot Springs, even though we don't have much film on them. We play them a week from today.
Isn't that hard to believe?
And so it's exciting. It is challenging, but we know they have the same challenge we do of trying to figure us out and see what we really are trying to do and want to do.
Well, you know, and of course, you can't mention all this and talk about all this change and everything without mentioning Enoch Gasan and the impact that he had on the program. But I know that legacy that he leaves has worn off on a lot of these kids that are now, have played with him for a couple of years, and they've seen his work ethic. I think that was the one thing we always, admired about him, was his work ethic and his determination. How does the program look at something like that and take that from we're going to grow and be inspired by his success and by what he brought notoriety and visibility to the program?
Well, just like you said, you hope the positive work ethic that he had and his mindset has rubbed off on kids for 2 years. We can't worry about not having Enoch. You're losing good seniors every year now.
Right.
He was a special one, but you hope that your kids have learned, why he was so successful is because he was willing to pay the price and work and work and work and did leave a great legacy. And we hope that work ethic has always been a part of our program and how,
right,
how we ran things. And but his was special, and we're glad he's right over there in Conway, so we can kind of keep up with him and watch him. And
absolutely.
And we've got one Hassan on the high school team now, and so I think I talked to Enoch more than his brother does, though. So I'll tell him what's going on with Enoch the other way. But we're just excited with the guys we have and the people we have, and we're ready to go.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your personnel this year. Some of the kids, and we've got a couple of players here we'll be talking with here in our next segment. But talk a little bit about your game plan going into this year, again, with so many unknowns, mm-hmm. With regards to the opponents and so forth. But what is your strategy? What is it that you are trying to instill in these kids going into the 26th season?
Well, from a offensive standpoint, you're always trying to figure things out, and you're always trying to figure out what the pieces of the puzzle are.
Right.
And you're always doing that. We're still in the middle of that, but we feel like we'll probably run it a little bit less than we have. Of course, we would give the ball 30 something times to the Enoch, and we've got guys that we think are going to be good running backs, but probably nobody you need to give it 230,
right,
30 times to take that pounding. So what do you do with those extra plays? You have more quick game, you throw more screens, you throw the ball a little bit more to get the ball into playmakers' hands that are out there in space. And so that's just basically our,
sure,
our thought process on that. We've had some injuries that kind of slowed down the development of our offensive line a little bit, so we're still working on the pieces of the puzzle there. But that offensively, that's that's kind of our thought process, and exactly how that ends up looking, we'll have to wait and see.
We'll find out a week from today, right?
We've got some guys that we think if we get the ball in their hands, they're going to make some plays, and so we're excited about that. Defensively, we've got a lot of guys back. We have 8 or 9 starters back. The other night they didn't allow a touchdown. We've got some guys having to play both ways a little bit. Some guys having to play out of position a little bit, but they hung in there. They played real hard. Ace at linebacker is kind of the leader of our defense, and we kept them out of the end zone. With our defense, and so our defense, I think, will have a lot of the same look we've had. We're gonna be in the 3-4, and we're gonna play real good technique, and we're gonna do our best to have 11 guys at the football as often as possible. So I think it'll look a little bit more similar to what we,
sure,
what we have. What we have been, and offensively won't look a whole lot different, but we probably will throw it a little bit more.
you know, coming into this season, Coach, it's, last year we were a little bit worried about the defense because we had so many young guys.
Yeah, it was nine new starters.
And so, they were opportunistic last year, created a lot of turnovers, mm-hmm. which, you know, gave the ball to that dynamic offense that much more. Now you look at this year and your defense is probably going to be the strength and the guys that you lean on. How do you transition that in game plan when you're leaning on your defense so much?
Well, you want to take care of them. You want to not put them in bad position because you feel like if you make people go you know, the length of the field, they're going to have a really hard time to get in the end zone. And so just being smart, not turning over the ball, not taking too many chances, mm-hmm. you know, even though, you know, we're not going to be afraid to throw it, you know, anywhere on the field. That's the way I think right now. Anyways, but, you know, take care of them, play to their strengths, have a real good kicking game, mm-hmm. and we think they'll do a great job and keep getting all of, you know, we're going to get a lot better than we played the other night.
Sure.
You know, we learned a lot, and that's why you play that thing to see
sure.
where you are. and so we're going to we've had a good week coming off of that and ready to get in game week, but we're going to be a lot better team than we were the other night.
Yeah, Coach, I know we talked a little bit about Enoch, but, you know, not only that skilled position you lost, you also lost a quarterback,
right.
too. So you're looking at offensively, you know, where does that put you in new running backs, new quarterbacks? You know, you got some receivers that you had last year. I know Mosley, he can fly, and so you probably want to get the ball in his hands as much as possible. Where are you looking at right now on your quarterback end?
Well, we've got two quarterbacks that we think can play, and they've had good summer, good off season, and are getting better. Ethan Jutsey is the leader right now, and Ethan can really throw the ball. He understands our offense really good. I think for a first year starter, he knows our scheme, knows our, you know, how to read our go through progressions of our passing game and stuff. Is better than anybody that was a first-year starter. Now, you know, it'll take a little time,
yeah.
you know, a little bit, but we feel like he's going to be real good, and he's going to be able to throw the ball and get the ball to Mosley and the other receivers. And he's a hard worker. We put a lot on our quarterbacks. Quarterbacks, I spend more time in the film room in here with coaches than anybody. I mean, a whole lot more than in anybody. And Jutsey did that the whole time. Jack was the quarterback last year. He's, you know, I get here at 6:05, and Coach Burcham and the quarterbacks are in here in the film room till after 7. You know, and a lot of mornings, and they. And he's been in all those meetings all last year, and he really knows our offense. And I see him go through progressions of passing game, you know, as good as anybody. And so he will continually improve every game the more he's out there in the live action with the bullets flying around and that kind of stuff. He will continue to get better, and he can really throw the football. Now, he's not a guy you want to do like we did with Cooper to have a lot of quarterback runs called. He's not built like that. Then Tyler Hart is our second quarterback right now, and Tyler's an athlete. You know, he's just a sophomore, but he's going to end up being a big strong guy that can run with the ball as well as throw the ball. So he'll get some reps and he'll get some plays, and so we think, you know, they're young, they're inexperienced, but they're going to be really good.
Having Coach Burcham being a part of the program for so long and mm-hmm. having the insight that he does, that has to help you in your development of these quarterbacks because, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong because I have been before, but, you know, aside from Cooper, most of the guys that have not come in is going, man, that's our quarterback, you know. So there's been that development process. Mm-hmm. Talk about how important it is to have somebody in that leadership role of them that understands this system and has been a part of the system for so long.
Well, Coach Burcham is awesome. You know, I'm just telling you, he's he's as good as there is at developing quarterbacks and coaching quarterbacks. And it's huge. It's real. You know, it's huge for us to have a guy like that that has been part of our system, now has helped develop and make our system more efficient and better. But he's just an awesome quarterback coach. He's a great play caller, but you know, just from the very beginning, you know, just their feet, their base, how to drop, and on this route, and
yeah,
the timing and everything. You know, he's really, really good. You know, and there's not anybody else I would want developing my quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
Then Coach Burcham.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a short break. But before we do, tell us about these two young men that we're going to be talking to on the other side of the break, kind of what they bring to this team, and then we'll have a chance to see what they think of their coaches.
All right. Well, you mentioned Ace Newland. Ace is an inside linebacker, and he's, you know, in my mind, he's the leader of our defense, has done a great job in camp. You know, early practice and everything of showing the level of intensity and focus that you need to have to practice, and has done a great job of that. Was a really good player for us as a starter this past season as a junior. And Trendon Mosley over here is what he plays receiver. We move him from inside to outside receiver, depending on our personnel grouping. He plays what we call H. Most of the time, but Trendon makes our offense very explosive. He's a very fast guy, great hands, understands what we're trying to do, and we need to get the ball in his hands.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk to both of these young men, and we will get ready here as we again, 1 week from today, it is opening night. Wow, that's just hard to believe, guys. But welcome back and talk about it as we continue with our Football Friday preview show live from Greenbrier this morning here on Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5. My Country Y107 and the all-new Big 92.7.
Back to school means back to routines. Hi, I'm Dr. Tricia Benish, Director of Mental Health for the Greenbrier School District. Even small routines can help children feel confident, prepared, and ready for the school year ahead. Families can ease the transition by returning to consistent bedtimes and morning routines early, by setting healthy screen time limits, and start talking with children about what they can expect. Structure and connection help children feel safe and supported. At Greenbrier, preparing for school is about more than schedules and supplies. It's also about heart. Heart is our word of the month for August, and it means caring for others, facing challenges with courage, and giving our best even when things are difficult. When we lead with heart, every student has the opportunity to thrive. Check out our social media for more information and start one healthy routine tonight, and we can't wait to welcome everyone back. Our students, staff, and families truly are the heart of Greenbrier.
Today's medical system treats patients like products, not us. Conway Regional brings together key service lines, providers, and technologies to create a unique patient experience that is highly intentional and refreshingly personal. With a hospital in the heart of Conway, a trusted ER, women's services, all from a team that delivers more than medicine. This is not mass-produced healthcare. This is your healthcare. Conway Regional. Curated care.
Barksdale Federal Credit Union is going big for America's 250th birthday. $25,000 big. Purchase new or used or even refinance your auto loan from another financial institution with Barksdale Federal, and you'll automatically be entered into the promotion. One lucky winner will get up to $25,000 off their auto loan balance. Great rates and a chance to have your entire auto loan paid off or owe a lot less. Offer ends September 30th. See Barksdale Federal or bfcu.org for details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready for a getaway?
Because Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway wants to get you into a new SUV with $0 down, 0% financing, and zero payments for 90 days. That's right. During our getaway sales event, get 0% financing for 60 months on the all-new Tucson or the spacious Santa Fe, and you don't pay a payment for a full 3 months. You'll get Hyundai's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and Hyundai Assurance. So get away from high payments. Get away from high rates. Get to Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway today.
It's back to school season at Local Tire and Wheel. Whether you're gearing up for the morning drop-off line, your daily commute, or just cruising the natural state, your vehicle deserves an A+ too. Get the tires you require and the wheels you desire at Local Tire and Wheel. Right now, get a precision alignment for just $89.99 or only $79.99 when you buy a set of tires. A bad alignment ruins good tires, pulls your vehicle off track, and wastes your gas money. And remember, nobody offers you more ways to pay. Local Tire and Wheel offers 9 months savings cash, payments to fit your budget, no credit check, and everyone is approved. Or get our best prices ever when you pay with cash today. Best of all, every deal includes the ultimate peace of mind package, road hazard protection, lifetime rotation and balancing, and lifetime flat repairs. So before the school bell rings or the morning rush begins, get your vehicle ready for the road at Local Tire and Wheel, 600 South Harkrider in Conway, or MyLocalTireAndWheel.com.
Now back to the Football Friday Preview Show on the Triarch Radio Sports Network.
All right, welcome back here to Greenbrier as we are here talking about the Greenbrier Panthers and the upcoming 2026 season. And joining is Trenton Mosley, joining us here this morning. How are you, sir?
Good, good to be here.
You're still wiping your eyes trying to get the sleep out of them. But trying to talk a little bit about what you see as your role with this football team, especially as a senior, in addition to just your position-wise.
I would say, you know, the coaches this year have been honest, all of us seniors, as, you know, like stepping up with the – as a leadership role, you know, losing all of our seniors and us being seniors now, you know, there's got to be somebody stepping up. And I mean, I'd say me and Ace both, as on the team, we've kind of felt like we need to be in that role, him leading the defense and me on the offense, you know, helping out as much as I can and him doing the same. But I would say just being leaders just like guiding everybody how we need to in the right way for this coming up season.
So you've been here and 3 year starter now, and you know the offense, and now you talk about that leadership role, but now you're going to be more involved offensively and kind of be the go-to guys, mm-hmm. you know, to where a lot last year we looked at for Enoch to do that. How does that feel knowing that you're going to be the guy this year?
I mean, it's an honor. I mean, it's very nice to be a part of. You know, I just got to really do what I know to do, and not trying to do anything special, and just hopefully stay healthy and, you know, give what I can to the team, really.
So, you know, we talk about probably getting the ball more in your hands. But you had 58 catches and over 1,000 yards last year. So, you know, it might be a rough Friday night, but – tell us what you think about when you get, whether it's be on a jet sweep or a deep pass. What goes through your mind on a play, each play? What are you looking at doing? What, you know, what's your role a lot of times? What in your position, what's your next steps?
Well, what you said, like what I'm looking for, I would say, like, really I'm kind of picking first, you know, looking for like the outside, like on a jet sweep, looking for the outside breakout. Then if that's not open, I'm looking for – it's going to sound terrible. I'm looking for, like, the weakest link. Who can I run to, like, try and take advantage of, you know, whether it's making a little jab or just running right past them, really. I mean, but, yeah, really, because, like, I mean, I'm not fixing to run anybody over. I mean,
it looks – Well, they're not going to be around you to run over. You're going to run past everybody. But, yeah. I just think with your speed and your hands, I think that just kind of sets you, you know, on this level up here. So as a three-year starter, reading defenses has got to be important in your position as well.
We do. Me and Coach Burson, we do a lot of reading with the defenses and plays, which I didn't realize was a big part. I mean, obviously it's a big part, but it's very important, and I've come to realize that a lot with you know, safeties coming down, reading corners and what they're going to do. And, you know, we just practice it a lot and practice it as much as we can to get it out on the field for Friday night.
How much of a freedom do you feel like you have in an understanding with your quarterback? I always think that it's so important for the quarterback and receiver, obviously, to be on the same page. And how much freedom do you feel like that you have, you know, maybe you're supposed to go out on a skinny post and all of a sudden you look at it and you're like, this over here is a better option because of the matchups. How do you feel like that you and your quarterbacks are in that sync?
You know, I try to establish that sync like really early in the season, like in the summer. I mean, me and Easton and Tyler, I wouldn't say we get together, but like we have these little conversations of, you know, like if they're coming down, you know, I mean, I just need to run past them, or like, you know, if I see open space, like probably just going to go to the open space. I mean, but it's really good for them to understand everything and understand, like me understand them, but it is a really big trust. And, you know, I would say we've developed it pretty solid this season. Me and Jack had really good chemistry with all of that, yeah. So I'm just hoping to replicate it with these two this year.
When you're out there offensively, and like for instance the other night, and I know y'all are running plays and working on things, but when a corner's pressing you, to me that's just, it's not smart. But anyway, I was begging to throw the deep ball, but I know y'all were working on things. Do y'all have signals and things of that nature where you can audible out of something?
Yeah, we've kind of worked on it a little bit. Like we run a few of them, but like there was one. There's a prime example of one of those in the game Monday. But we do have some signals. I just try to like get his attention without raising many eyebrows. Yeah. But
without getting any attention to the defense as well.
You know, like as we're getting the play out, it's like, hey, like, you know, watch this guy. I mean, he might come down, or I might like start like clapping or something. But yeah, it's pretty cool what me and him can do out there on the field.
That's awesome.
So, you know, we're talking about football, but you know, if people look at you and watch you over your career here, you're a multi-sport athlete, and what does that do for you and help you in getting ready for each sport each season? I know football, it's a little different than when me and Matt played. I mean, you went from one to the other, another, and then, excuse me, summer baseball lasted about 2 months, not last 12 months. So what does all those things prepare you for Friday night? How does that help?
Well, it doesn't let me rest for sure. you know, I would just say it keeps my body like honed in with all the, you know, like ready really. I mean, there's not really any rest, so like it's not like I'm recovering from anything, but like I would say, you know, we go from straight from baseball, and then 2 days later Coach Triple's all, you ready to get some pads on? But you know, I would just say all the sports, I would say builds more athleticism, and it just keeps me ready and ready to go always.
When you got to throw track in there. Track, I mean, yeah. Come on now.
You know, track, Coach Moreland does help a lot with the speed things too. I mean, he's helped me get even faster and faster. I mean, I see a lot of it work out, and, you know, the track, I do like it, but, you know, it's just.
Does he run with you, Coach Moreland?
You know, I wouldn't do that to him.
Okay.
Just let him watch.
To go back to the game day and your, you know, kind of has the game evolves in front of you, as you get later in the game, do you get a feel for who you can beat? I mean, if he's covering me, make me the second. I mean, you know, where does that communication come in between you and the play calling as well as your quarterback based on that knowledge of the game as it progresses?
Well, like we were talking about with Bertram with preparation, you know, they're hard on us with film too. So like every week we get a spreadsheet of corners we think that we can get and what we think we can run on them. So like I would say we go into the game knowing a lot of what we can run against who. But, you know, I mean, things change during the game. And I would say over time we do notice a little bit less strengths out of some people, and we try to capitalize on that a whole lot.
Yeah, I know that being an ex-receiver, I knew the answer to that because you never feel like that you can't get past somebody, right? So going into this season, hearing Coach Triple say you're probably going to throw it a little bit more, does that excite you? Or
very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see what I can do, ready to, you know, just get my name out there a little bit more and see what I can do for this team.
Yeah, so we want to congratulate you on committing baseball to A-State.
Very excited.
That's awesome. Have you ever thought about playing football in college, or has it always been baseball?
You know, maybe like earlier, like maybe in like middle school, but you know, it's just never really dawned on me a whole lot. You know, I've always just been a smaller guy. Just thought like, you know, maybe I don't see myself growing anymore. Maybe I should just swing it.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
No,
so, but again, talk a little bit about just from your 10th grade season to right now. Where have you seen yourself grow? Where's been the most growth?
Well, first I'm healthy. You know, sophomore year I had some knee troubles, but I would say I came into this year. I was, I'm still a small guy, but I've gained like 30 pounds since my sophomore year almost. You know, Coach Moreland, he's got great workouts. So, you know, I've just been doing a lot in the weight room. And then a lot of our wide receivers, not just me. I mean, we work on our routes a whole lot, making the least amount of movement with the most efficient cuts. And just trying to win everything, every inside, win outside, you know, getting beating them. But I would say just growth, like knowing a lot more about the game, my IQ, you know, like I didn't realize all the things that go into high school football and like just learning the game. But I would say I learned a lot since my sophomore year.
One final question here, and we'll let you switch the headsets there. But playing in Greenbrier, being a Greenbrier boy, having that tradition as you approach your senior season, what is it that you're most excited about as far as the atmosphere of Friday night here in Greenbrier and the support of the fans here in this community?
You know, it's just you can't replicate it out there, really. Just running out of that Panther head, you know, everybody yelling for you, just coming out to support you. You know, it's that's probably what I just love, the fans. I love everybody just hooping and hollering for you. I mean, it's you can't replicate it. I mean, it's the best feeling in the world almost. I mean, and I'm not even playing college football, but like, I'm going to miss it so much. Yeah. It's crazy. It's
absolutely amazing. Well, we wish you the best of luck in moving on over to A-State, play a little baseball. But first of all, let's get some things done here at Greenbrier this
yes,
year.
Sir.
And
yes,
let's keep pushing towards that championship ring.
Sir, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to have him go ahead and switch the headsets over here, and we'll get Ace on, and we'll talk to. We'll go to the other side of the ball, and you know, as much Eric has, I don't think I could outrun him either. I don't want to be hit by this guy.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be hit by him. And again, I've known him for a long time. Known his family, love him to death, and they bleed blue. And, man, I tell you what, they love athletics. So I think from baseball to basketball to football, they've always involved. And, Ace, what to me, seeing you grow up, not just in this from 10th grade to a senior, but growing up here in Greenbrier and being able to suit up on a Friday night where your dad played and where he's got some history and has done a great job and was a great athlete here. What's that mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, it was a dream come true. You know, my family's been here whole life. Mm-hmm. And I think Greenbrier is one of the best places in the state of Arkansas. And, you know, dad had a lot of history here. He won a state championship in baseball. And it was just cool, you know, leading up in middle school and junior high to high school. Seeing that dream come true.
Yeah. Well, he could hit one from here to the cavern. So
if it was a straight one.
If it was a straight one. Now, if they broke one off on him, he'd be like me. He's digging in the dirt.
Well, Ace, watching you grow up and being best friends with your dad, we graduated together. You know, of course, I know your history. One of the few athletes in Greenbrier history to letter in, what, four sports or five sports, whatever it is.
Baseball, basketball, golf, and football.
Yeah. So pretty awesome. Growing up, did you always want to play all the sports, or is there one that you enjoyed the most?
I always wanted to play all of them. I think, you know, the best athletes, you know, play all of them they can, and I've always grown up in a house that, you know, you play them till you can't.
Yeah.
So,
you play what's in season, right?
Yes. You know, I don't like much off season very. So, but I've always found that golf's definitely my favorite. You know, kind of a mental battle, yeah, and everything like that.
Can you hit it farther than your daddy on the golf?
Sometimes.
Well, speaking about that mental aspect, has a linebacker and being in that position to kind of be the leader on defense, talk about your role and what you see, your responsibility, and how you feel that has how you've grown into that from season one or for your sophomore season into this season? What do you expect to be your role this year?
Well, I think last year we had Ethan Smith, All-State safety, and he was more of our guy to lean on last year. You know, he knew ins and outs of the defense and the offense. So we leaned on him, and he graduated, and I felt like that I needed to step into that role. And my role on the defense is more like giving the D-line a call, you know, reading the formations, yelling out that, making sure, because we got young safeties back there, so helping them out as much as I can.
How much did – I know when you came in, when you were in the eighth and ninth grade, you were quarterback. So how much did that help you prepare for your position at linebacker in reading what these offenses were lining up in and some of those things?
I think just anticipating what they're going to do, you know. I can tell sometimes just by the way they're looking or by the way, you know, sometimes I'm watching film and I can see that they do something like this when they throw a pass or something like that. So just anticipating what they're going to do and everything.
So being a three-year starter and being out there, and it's kind of the same question, has the game slowed down to you, like from your sophomore year, or do you see things a lot clearer, a lot better now as you did as a sophomore?
Yes, sophomore year it was real fast, you know. I feel like I was jittery, you know, always moving fast. And then I think by this year, when we had our game Monday night, it was, you know, I could slow down, you know, actually read everything and then learn the ins and outs of the defense.
When you look at your defense overall, talk a little bit about some of your teammates who you feel like are going to be people that, one, you can lean on because you know they've got your, you know, they've got your back, if you will, over on this and that. But also, what some of those other kids bring to this defensive unit, a unit that comes in with a lot of experience. So while you do have probably some, you know, some people you got to help along, but there is still, it's got to feel good to have the guys that you are used to knocking heads with on Friday night.
I think I got two guys. One is the other middle linebacker, Brady Wilbanks. I feel like any time that I need something, I can lean on him or any questions. You know, we both help each other with stuff. We watch film together, everything like that. And I feel like that our safety, he's hurt right now. He's coming back this week, Ethan Rhodes. I feel like I can lean on him. He's our safety last year too. We watch film together also, you know. I feel like any questions I have or anything, and I know he's going to lead our defense too. So I think, you know, I'm the captain, but we also have leaders on the defense too. I think that's our biggest strength this year is we have multiple leaders on the defense.
So, you know, we look, and Coach Triple said something about, you know, returning eight or nine starters on defense. What's that mean to you as far as the leader of that bunch and being able to count on some of those same guys you had right in front of you or behind you last year? And then who are some guys that maybe didn't contribute last year that you think will be, you know, very helpful on the defensive end?
It means a lot to come back with the nine starters and just have that confidence. Because, you know, last year we lost nine and everybody came in and our defense was a big question mark. And I felt like that this year we're coming back with nine. We have a lot of confidence from last year and just ready to play. And then I feel like some sophomores that are coming up are going to be real big for us. Asher Crow is going to be real big for us. Roop Adams, he's a junior. He contributed last year, but I really think, you know, now that everyone's – you know, got some years under the belt, I think he's going to be really good. Fisher Tackett, he got hurt last year. He's coming back. Big DN, really good. Really fast, athletic. I think he'll be good.
Well, going into this year, of course, the conference looks way different. And like Coach Dribble talked about, you're going to see some different teams. Is that exciting to you, or are you a little bit disappointed that you don't get to play the Morrilltons and the teams that you're used to?
A little disappointed that we don't get to play just because we've built up some games. You know, you look forward to those games.
Right.
You know, you just have a rivalry with them. But, no, it's exciting to play new teams. I'm excited to, you know, see some new people go out there. And, you know, we have a lot of doubts this year. People don't think we can compete in 5A Central, but I think we can. I think we can compete with anybody in the state.
Sure.
Well, you know, to go back to that rivalry, there is this game that coming up in November that wraps up the regular season. I know you all aren't looking at that Valonia game at all, right?
We are looking at it. I think that's the one game that everyone knows – the date on that. Yeah. You know, I couldn't tell you who we play week six or something like that, but I know when we play Valonia.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's got a little built-in rivalry, too. His mama was a Valonia Eagle, even though she saw the light and came over to the right side.
She got saved.
Yeah.
I am so glad she didn't pull you in that red direction.
That would not have happened.
No. We'd shut down Horseshoe Mountain over there.
Well, Ace, we're excited for you, and as you look at, you know, being a senior and you look at going to on into, you know, post-high school, what is it, some of your visions and what are your hopes for what you want to do once you're finished here at Greenbrier?
I'm going to go to plumbing school.
Okay.
I'm going to be a plumber. I'm going to skip college and everything. I'm just going to go straight to work.
All right. Well, I think that fits a middle linebacker. You'll go right to work.
Exactly.
Right to work.
And I bet he's doing that on Friday night, too. He's ready to go right to work.
He's really doing that so he can play more golf, let's be honest.
I got exactly what he's got.
Well, Ace, again, thanks so much, and congratulations, and looking forward to a great season from you and the defense here at Greenbrier.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. We're going to take a break and come back and talk with Coach Drew. We'll talk about the schedule and conditioning and all the things that lay ahead here. 1 week from today, it all starts with Hot Springs and Greenbrier. And again, you'll be able to follow the Greenbrier Panthers all season long with Matt and Cooper Wilcox on My Country Y107. We'll be back with our Football Friday preview show from Greenbrier this morning here on My Country Y107, Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5, and Big 92.7.
This school year, our sights are set high with Conway Public Schools, where champions for kids are made. From award-winning academics to dedicated teachers and top athletics, our students shine bright. Stay connected, track events, and never miss a moment with the Conway Public Schools app. Ready to lead, learn, and grow. A proud past and a promising future awaits. Six legs strong. Be a part of the Wampus Cat family, because in Conway, every child is a champion. Visit us online and join the tradition of excellence today.
It's back to school season at Local Tire and Wheel. Whether you're gearing up for the morning drop-off line, your daily commute, or just cruising the natural state, your vehicle deserves an A+ too. Get the tires you require and the wheels you desire at Local Tire and Wheel. Right now, get a precision alignment for just $89.99 or only $79.99 when you buy a set of tires. A bad alignment ruins good tires, pulls your vehicle off track, and wastes your gas money. And remember, nobody offers you more ways to pay. Local Tire and Wheel offers 9 months savings cash, payments to fit your budget, no credit check, and everyone is approved. Or get our best prices ever when you pay with cash today. Best of all, every deal includes the ultimate peace of mind package, road hazard protection, lifetime rotation and balancing, and lifetime flat repairs. So before the school bell rings or the morning rush begins, get your vehicle ready for the road at Local Tire and Wheel, 600 South Hark Rider in Conway, or MyLocalTireAndWheel.com.
Today's medical system treats patients like products, not us. Conway Regional brings together key service lines, providers, and technologies to create a unique patient experience that is highly intentional and refreshingly personal. With a hospital in the heart of Conway, a trusted ER, women's services, all from a team that delivers more than medicine. This is not mass-produced healthcare. This is your healthcare. Conway Regional. Curated care.
The community of Conway continues to be committed to the Wampus Cats, just as Centennial is committed to our customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success. Whether you are cheering on the Wampus Cats, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let us be your partner. Centennial Bank. Member FDIC.
Now back to the Football Friday Preview Show on the Triarch Radio Sports Network.
And welcome back here to Greenbrier this morning for our Big Bad Breakfast Football Friday Preview Show. Want to encourage you to go buy Big Bad Breakfast. We'll be back at Big Bad Breakfast next Friday morning for our first edition of the actual preview show when it comes to the games on Friday night. Because, you know, Matt, this is crazy, but every school starts next week that we cover here in Central Arkansas. So we're going to have a full slate, except we'll be doing a recap on the UCA game that is right. played the night before.
Yeah, it's exciting to even think that we're going to be able to talk about real football next week. And you know, it is a little bit wild. You know, I know Greenberg's schedule's changed a little bit this year. You're used to playing the first 3 weeks and then having that fourth week off, but just excited to get it going.
Well, Coach, let's talk about that schedule and talk about some of the opponents that are on it. I know that for us, it's kind of cool that you guys are playing Searcy in week three for y'all in your third game, being that we are now also you know, doing Searcy games on one of our sister stations on 92.7 Big. And but talk about this schedule, some of the teams that jump out at you that you're looking forward to the challenge of, and obviously a very tough 5A Central Conference.
Right. Well, you know, here early, you know, we've got Hot Springs. We never played them before. They were really a really good football team last year, and I'm sure it'll be good this year. Then we move the Van Buren, the you know, the other familiar team that yep. we get to play, 6A.
And there's team. A lot of history with you guys in Van Buren.
Yeah, here the last few years we've traded some wins and losses and stuff. We've had the upper hand the last couple of times. We need to keep it that way. And then we play Searcy right after that, you know, and I lived a lot of years in Searcy, and I know all those people over there and their coaches, and some of their coaches played for my son at Harding and then Coach Clark. But they've got a really good football
really
team.
Good team.
I mean, they're really good. We've matched up with them in 7-on-7 and team camps a little bit, and they're 6A. 6A now, so we're going to play two 6A schools in a row. Then we play Parkview, our first conference game against Parkview, and you know, multi-state champion here. Not last year, but the few years before that, and so that will be, you know, we play them at home, so that will be fun and be a challenge. And so, you know, down there a little bit, week eight we play the last year state champion. Over there at Joe T. Robinson, and so it's exciting. You know, it's exciting. I passed some up there: BB, Jacksonville, Mills. Then you got Robinson and Maumelle and Bologna. So, of course, we've had a little. You know, we've played Maumelle a few times over yeah. the years. We've got Coach Carter Burcham on our staff now. That's been the offensive coordinator over there the last 4 or 5 years. He's on our staff now, so we got some insight into them, at least some history anyway. So it's really exciting, and no, it's a good schedule, a completely different schedule, but we're our coaches are ready to get in game week and prepare and do all the stuff that you do those.
Well, and there's you got to, I guess I would think that you kind of like the fact that there's not that much travel in conference
right.
play. I mean, that certainly has to kind of help that whole Friday night, you know, game planning. You don't have to leave at 10 o'clock in the morning to get to Pea Ridge or something like that.
Yeah, it is different. You know, we're able to almost the Van Buren game's the only game that yeah. we're planning on eating on the way to the game. We're going to eat at churches, or somebody's going to feed us, you know, nine of our 10 games, I think is right, because we got an hour, you know, about an hour travel to most of them. So that's quite a bit different too. So it's exciting. We're looking forward to getting into it and getting game week going and the things that, you know, get in the groove that, you know, in our camp, you know, before, you know, I don't want to gripe, but, you know, we practice early in the mornings because mm-hmm. we have so much school stuff that we have to do. So we practice it from 6 to 7:30 or 7:45. Then we got to be at meetings at 8:30 or 8:15 or something. So we were ready to get school going and get in the regular practice schedule and everything. Yeah. So we've been able to do that this week. You know, the heat is so terrible that mm-hmm. we're, you know, they have this thing they call the wet bulb these days that gets us every day. And I'm so glad we have a indoor that we can practice in. We can practice in full pads in the indoor, but we can't practice at all outside. Here lately, and we're tired of the indoor, but we're sure glad we have it.
yeah.
But it's a sweat box,
yeah.
and So we're glad to be in the regular schedule of having classes and everything. So we're ready to go.
Coach, we were talking about before we came back on about the number of years you've been here, 18, 19 years. And, again, as an alumni here, I'm glad you're here, and really appreciate the job you've done got a lot of respect. What does it mean for you to be – because to me, you've been the longest football coach ever at Greenbrier. What's it mean to you with this community support, and have you seen it grow?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, the community, just like the kids were saying, Friday nights, the atmosphere at ball games is great. The community and our administration, you know, look at how our facilities have changed in that time. It's just amazing. And you know, this facility we're sitting in, you look at our stadium, it's as beautiful as anything, anybody's. It's just amazing and really rewarding seeing, you know, knowing how that has developed over the years. And just really, really proud to be a part of it.
Well, I just want to thank you from an alumni myself and for the job you've done here, not only what you've done with the football program, but what you've done with these young men, having a kid that has played for you and what you pour into these young men. We really appreciate the job that you've done. Looking at this season, and you talked about it a little bit earlier, game planning for guys that you really don't know a whole lot about.
Yeah.
I would take our coaching staff against any of those coaching staffs. How does that change your mentality and your game plan going into an unfamiliar foe?
Well, you know, you just do the very best you can with film. You know, our coaches, spend a whole lot of time, you know, breaking down film, trying to find tendencies, you know. And of course, we know about these. You know, we kind of have some knowledge of these coaches just for us being together and keeping up with high school football. But you just got to study, you know, film and you look at what they do on first down, what they do on second down, and short and second down and long and third and short and third and long, and you study that stuff. And you know, and you're studying it all week and trying to find something to have a little edge, you know, so you can put your kids in the very best position to be successful. And of course, you learn more about them by playing them.
Right.
You know, you'll know more after the game than you did before, but you just do the very best you can, and you work and you study think of your personnel. Okay, how can our personnel, you know, handle this, and what's the best, you know, the best pass coverage, the best front movement, and what's the, you know, what do we get out of when we get in this formation, how they're gonna line up. So if they line up like that, you know, they're lined up, stop the run, they can't cover Mosley with one guy. So you're just going, you're trying to find all that stuff out, and then you get in the game. Okay, we're gonna line up in five different formations the first five plays and see what their game plan is against those formations. Okay,
now you know what you need to do.
So, you know, that's all part of it. It's fun, exciting. I've got great coaches. They handle all that. They handle almost all of that now. But, you know, they put a lot of time in, and they're passionate about coaching and about our players. So they will do the very best job possible. And I'm with you. You know, they're a good bunch of coaches.
Yeah.
Really are.
Well, Coach, are you more nervous this morning, or will you be more nervous a week from this morning?
I'll be anxious. You know, the waiting, when you get that close, the waiting and the, you know.
Comes to the point probably.
Trying to get through the day.
Yeah.
You know, and then 2:00 in the afternoon, you're just, well, I want it to be 6:59 right now, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Coach, again, thank you for your time this morning, and thanks to Ace and Trendon for joining us here this morning.
Yeah.
You got a good crew here, and you got a couple of good pro broadcasters that'll be covering the game.
Sure.
I can't talk, but they can.
Let's not say pro.
But looking forward again to working with the Greenbrier Panther Network, bringing the video stream as well as the audio to the radio and to the video. By the way, this year we will have that video stream available at TriArc Radio. conwayradio.com as well. So you can the cool thing is, if my understanding of the, and I'm not a web guy, but my understanding is you'd be able to watch all of the games that we're covering here on the screen at the same time, and you can, you know, go up one, you can go up two, and that's stuff awesome. Like that. Yeah. So excited about that, and we'll be following along the Greenbrier Panthers all season long, and look forward to doing a playoff edition of this maybe as we get ready to go into the end of the season.
Sounds great to me.
Thank you, guys.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, and we are looking forward to it, too. A little bit different schedule change for you for next week. Next Thursday morning, we will be doing this program at Conway with Buck James and the Conway Wampus Cats, and looking forward to that. And then on Friday morning, a week from today, we will be on game day. We'll be broadcasting live again from Big Bad Breakfast and previewing the games that are going to be played on Friday night. All right? Thanks again for joining us here, and if you missed part of the show, you'll be able to find it up on our website at triarcradio.com here in a couple hours, and you'll be able to listen back and check that out then, all right? Once again, thanks to the Greenbrier Panthers for hosting us here this morning. We'll be back with you again next Thursday morning from Conway and then next Friday morning from Big Bad Breakfast as we get ready for high school football with the Triarc Sports Network on Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5, My Country Y107, and the all-new Big 92.7.